Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Six-pack time. Six-pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Six-pack of defensive observations. And by the way, Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
My six is, and kudos to one Jason Lock and four, because he's been calling this since summer. Kyle Van Noy's cooked. What did he do yesterday? I know I saw him on the football field. But he didn't do anything. Statistically speaking, he had two tackles, one solo. Thanks for your time. One pass defense. Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah, Bone, as you well know, special teams are an offshoot of defense, as far as I'm concerned. There were some special teams mistakes that had a very negative effect on this outcome. The Travis Jones penalty, that wasn't okay. That's a misappropriation of the league to its own rules, which they do all the time.
Yeah, they do.
But we've got the kick out of bounds.
We've got
the hold on the punt at the end of the game. We've got a missed extra point. All of that loomed incredibly large. And on a day where your offense is still meh until quasi-garbage time or speed it up late when you fall behind by multiple scores – and when your defense continues to get exposed by quarterbacks who have won in the postseason, then you cannot slip up on special teams. And they gave points and precious field position away on special teams.
Number five.
This defense needed more than Jags at the deadline, and they got Jags. They got just a guy, like men who can play in the NFL, who will try hard, but are not special in any particular way when compared to the best of the best. And when your team is in the dire position that they're in, you need more than Jags. And watching Gilman, who's really only there because he's smart, because he understands things, he could walk into that defense because Minter's running an offshoot of what they run, and keep people aligned and be sound fundamentally. But when there's a screen pass in front of him for 40 yards, we got problems. You know, like Draymond Jones, nice guy. He's going to give you everything he's got. There's a reason you got him when you got him for what you got him for. Like, that wasn't nearly good enough. That was going to show up as being not nearly good enough every time you faced a real quarterback. And this guy wasn't even that much of a real quarterback. But, like, it was never enough. And just wait. It's going to continue to be exposed by Jordan Love, by Drake May, by Joe Burrow, probably by Rodgers again if they need that game. Down the stretch. Just wait. He blew the trade deadline epically.
I stick with the Kyle theme here. Kyle Hamilton's your best defensive player. We talk about him as a defensive player of the year kind of guy. Where was he yesterday? I other than the high-low hit on the 400-pound tight end, I don't remember seeing Kyle Hamilton make a play in this football game.
Number four.
Chunk plays. They were giving them away like candy. It was like Oprah. We talked all week about the fact that Aaron Rodgers is allergic to throwing the football down the field. He had four plays down the field of 25 or more yards, five total plays of 25 or more, but one was that disastrous screen pass, which I'll get to. It deserves its own segment, but this was a joke.
My four is Roquan and Hamilton got exposed. So, like, the one tight end they throw to gets a concussion or whatever early in the game and leaves.
In his ankle.
Freiermuth, we all know, we documented it. Like, he's got Ben going on the radio saying this quarterback and this coordinator don't want to throw to Freiermuth. So, like, they were going to throw to the two running backs. And they're going to throw to them on wheel routes, and they're going to throw to them in the slot, and they're going to throw to them out in the flats where Hamilton and Roquan should be. And they combined for like 80 receiving yards and a game-breaking screen pass?
Yeah,
it's not nearly good enough from Roquan and Hamilton. That's the two highest-paid guys in your defense. The only two highest-paid guys in their prime left, because I don't think Matabike is ever playing football again. Like, your season's on the line. One solo tackle for Kyle Hamilton and like three for Roquan? Okay. That's $40 million right there, folks, against a horrible offense.
Yeah, I'll lean Ken. I think Hamilton deserves his own one. I really thought he was going to have a massive game, and you just didn't notice him at all. No tackles for loss, no passes defense.
I got it higher than him.
Three tack, but I'm saying he deserves his own one, yeah, and the okay. chunk plays. And right. the chunk plays given up.
It is the six-pack of defensive observations, and Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
When the offense that we all thought was probably the most washed downfield offense in the entire league comes out and bombs away to Metcalf, who's been pouting for 6 weeks on the first play of the game, that tells you all you need to know about how much teams respect your defense, how much they fear your defense, what they think of your defense. And they think all that because you don't have a pass rush, and you've got all these defensive backs who don't really make plays on the football very often. And the fact that they did it on the first play of the game and then continued to do it at every critical juncture of the game, downfield, and then also turned a screen pass into a 40-yard touchdown. Like, you're supposed to be bend, don't break. You're supposed to make them earn it. And then the first time you start seeing real quarterbacks again, like Burrow and this guy, you're exposed. But, like, the fact that they thought they could come out in your barn and do that to you on the first play, Arthur Smith, who everybody thinks is chicken you-know-what,
yeah.
that tells you how chicken you-know-what the league thinks they are.
My three, and it deserves its own because just the level of incompetence on the play is the Warren touchdown. Not only was Gilman out of position, and for the love of everything holy this holiday season, can we stop faking Mike Green blitzing and then going into coverage? Because he's a rookie and he doesn't know what he's doing, and he was a step late. And then
hey,
I don't
leads
know.
The team inside.
Yeah, I know he does. That's why he should be going forward, not backwards. And somebody is to blame for the fact that I don't know if you noticed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But Pat Freiermuth was wide open behind everybody. So what was everybody doing on that play that led to the Warren touchdown?
Number two.
They gave up 27 points to the Steelers in the first three quarters. The defense, I guess, locked down in the fourth quarter. They shut out the Steelers. But this Steelers offense, frankly, was not good. What, they score 6 points against Buffalo last week? They got 20, almost 30 in three quarters against the Ravens. That's embarrassing.
Even bad quarterbacks who've won playoff games before and are currently starting in the league own them. They are now 0-7. Against the quarterbacks they've faced who have won a playoff game and are current starters. Rodgers, Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, Goff, Stafford, and Stroud. They have combined for 15 passing touchdowns and no interceptions, 67% completions, 259 passing yards per game, a 109.6 rating, and Bone, 7 sacks on 269 total dropbacks. That's 1 sack every 38 points. Dropbacks against them. That's a pathetic 2.7% sack rate. You know why you're not getting home? Because they diagnosed the scheme and all the stuff you have that's going to make your mediocre players try to be more than mediocre, because you don't want to pay blue chip players because they cost money. Well, yeah, that's great. And Aaron Rodgers had a 103.1 rating against you, 8.4 yards per attempt, big boy stuff, 67% completions. When you face the Mooks, Cleveland, Miami, Mooks. The Jets,
when
Minnesota.
When do they face the Mooks again?
The Mooks.
Are they on the schedule?
Hey, those quarterbacks, the other quarterbacks.
The Milwaukee Mooks.
Yeah,
the
they're
Milwaukee
undefeated Mooks. Against them. They're 6-0 against the Mooks.
Yeah.
6.1 yards per attempt.
What the Mooks mascot looks
67.2
like.
Passer rating. 210 passing yards per game, 56% completions. The problem is you don't get to face the Mooks in the playoffs.
The Mooks don't make the playoffs? One year the
Well,
Mooks
one of these
the
Mooks is. Because one of these Mooks is Caleb Williams, and he is going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Number one.
Minnesota Mooks.
If they were capable of shame, if they were capable of embarrassment, if their egos weren't so bloated and they weren't so full of their own hype and press clippings that they could actually see reality for what it is, they would be ashamed of the defensive roster that they've built. That is an abject failure of a pass rush. A dude who can't move and doesn't want to chuck it downfield. And it wasn't just me saying it. Everybody in this room said it for 7 days leading up to this football game, including the stupid segment we taped on Friday for the Sunday morning show. Like, everybody said it repeatedly.
Don't go inside radio.
Yeah. He can't move, he can't throw, and he had all day to carve them up.
Stupid.
They've got one quarterback hit now in that game, and they've got one sack in back-to-back home division losses and 8 total quarterback hits on 84 dropbacks against Joe Burrow, who hadn't played in 2 months, and Aaron Rodgers, who we all think should be out of the league. Kyle Van Noy is done. Ajabo still getting the handful of sacks is a joke. Mike Green leading this team in sacks when he's had a nothing burger of a rookie year should shame them all. There are 115 NFL players who have at least 3 sacks for an NFL team, including Draymond Jones, who has 3 for Tennessee. 115 of them, and none of them play here. That's failure, DaCosta. Put your sunglasses back on.
My number one is the pass rush is an absolute joke. And the first play of the second half is a microcosm of this entire season and just the failure that is their pass rush. Aaron Rodgers went back to pass. He looked left. He looked middle. He looked right. He checked his phone to see if he got any voicemails.
His fake wife called him. His fake wife called him.
He checked Twitter. He checked Instagram. He called someone. And then he still had time to throw it to DK Metcalf for 50 yards. Like, Aaron Rodgers, who was afraid of contact, had all day to throw the ball and made a 50-yard completion. That's a joke.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
I think ultimately the number two, and it's not just playoff quarterback.
Their defense is number two.
They've beaten one team that has a winning record, and that's the Bears. They haven't beaten a winning team with Lamar Jackson.
No.
Because Tyler Huntley started that game. Like, and the games that they've played against playoff teams, outside of the Bills game, really,
They've allowed 27 or more points at home 4 times.
They've been non-competitive. The Lions, that was a one-score game, but that was a garbage touchdown. They scored late. The Chiefs blew them out. The Texans blew them out. The Rams won by 2 touchdowns.
0-7 against quarterbacks who've won a playoff game.
But I'm just talking in general.
Are currently starting. I'm taking Flacco out of it because they liked him so much they traded him for a 7th-round pick the next day.
Yeah.
And he's not starting anymore because Burrow came back, and that's the real starter there.
We'll come back and hear from the people. 410-583-1057. How you feeling about your Ravens? They take on Cincinnati on Sunday. That should be fun. Ravens lose. They're 6-7. We hear from the people next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.